In 2009, wanting a change of direction, my wife and I uprooted ourselves from a settled life in Oxford to spend 3 years in Greece. Athens, to be precise, the capital, affectionately described by the locals as a lunatic asylum. It's a difficult city, harsh, restless, driven by money and ambition, split by terrible contradictions, but also wonderfully lively and zany. It was my mother's hometown, and one reason for going there was to explore my family roots. Intellectual inspiration came from two English writers, Lawrence Durrell and Patrick Lee Fermor, who had lived in Greece and written vividly and excitingly about the landscape and people. They had filled me with romantic ideas, which, together with an intense admiration for the ancient Greeks, fixed me up with heavily rose-tinted spectacles. Our arrival coincided with the start of a national debt crisis that continues to this day. At the insistence of the European Union and the International Monetary Fund, the Greek government brought in an austerity regime that destroyed thousands of businesses, slashed salaries and pensions, and sent unemployment rocketing. It quickly became obvious that the people who had been responsible for the mess, the country's political and technocratic elite, would be the last to suffer for it. Ordinary people would be made to pay. My romantic ideas soon gave way to appalled disillusionment. I decided then that if I was to write anything about Greece, I could not possibly follow in the Durrell, Lee Fermor tradition of literary travel writing. It would have been grotesque. There was only one genre fit for this situation, the crime novel. I started writing, trying to reflect the reality that I saw around me, using a mixture of reportage and dark imaginings. I had no models beyond my favourite American crime writers, Raymond Chandler, Dashiell Hammett, and Elmore Leonard, with, I hoped, something of the indignation and black comedy of John Steinbeck. One day a friend told me about Jean-Claude Izzo, author of three dark, powerful novels set in the southern French port of Marseille, Total Chaos, Churmo, and Solea. The hero of this trilogy, like its author, is Franco-Italian. He's a police officer who loves wine, good food, fishing and jazz, has close women friends, and gets on well with the Algerians and Moroccans who live in the poor districts of the city. He's a good man in a vicious world. Izzo's special contribution to literature is known as Mediterranean Noir, crime fiction which depicts a natural paradise poisoned by corruption, drugs, organized crime, money laundering, and political failure. At once I saw the connection with Athens, where they have less crime but a more horrific bureaucracy. And I knew much more the kind of books that I wanted to write. True to the pain of Greece and its people in crisis, but fully alive to its beauty and wonders as well.